Day. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want, and the toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, give those to you for free, so enjoy. If you would like, you can actually create the content that you see on the website. So when you go to freetalklive.com, scroll down the page, you see numbered items. The numbers are votes, and the items are submitted by listeners like you. So if you find something online that you want to share with us and the rest of the listeners, you can just submit it as show prep. It then appears on the upcoming stories page, where it must receive a certain number of votes to be promoted to the front page and the top of the website. So do go over, get interactive at freetalklive.com. Adamo Freeman joining us here on the third microphone tonight for this live Saturday edition, as we are have been telling details of your experience in the recent adventures in legal land, which resulted in a 92-day stint in jail for the horrible crime of chalking, as well as recording government bureaucrats without their consent.
So catching them with their pants down, you know?
Yeah, you embarrass the state, and they don't like that. They take that much more seriously than people drunk driving and things like that.
Sure.
Like, some of the folks that were in jail when I was there were in on much, much lighter sentences and actually may have posed a threat. I mean, being drunk behind the wheel isn't necessarily going to be dangerous. Like, you could drive 5 miles an hour.
Being drunk is, but being .09 might not be.
Well, I think that, you know, I've argued for ending the prohibition of drinking and driving. I think that
it's insane.
No, it's not. If people were drunk knew they could go 5 miles an hour to get home and not have to worry about being pulled over by somebody, that would not be a dangerous
people
way for them
that
to drive.
Are drunk know that they can call a cab and they don't do it. Being
I'm not
drunk
saying they're
going to
make the
a
best
threat
decisions.
Against your neighbor.
I'm not saying that they're going to make the best
I agree with
decisions,
you that people that drive recklessly should probably be pulled over and checked out. However, I think that you can drive drunk and still be a danger on the road without being swerving all over the place.
I think you can, but just because you're drunk doesn't mean that you are dangerous. Anyway, all that aside, there were people in there for drunk driving who had received 3- and 20-day sentences. They may have actually put someone in danger. You had no victims whatsoever, and you were sentenced to a year in jail and 9 months of it was suspended.
Yeah, well, and the 1 to 3. I mean, what happens now if I would misbehaved, whatever qualifications it would take for them to have a hearing or to simply enact my suspended sentence, I would return to Valley Street for 19 months. 9 of those are the wiretapping. 10. I still have 10 months suspended time on the chalking because I was also given a year there.
There's also a 1 to 3 year prison term.
So, yes,
as well.
I would go to Valley Street for 19 months or actually about 13, 14 months with good time. And then I would spend at that point I could either be paroled right away from the prison because it does run concurrent. So my 1 to 3, I could be paroled after the 1 year, but I still have to do 2 years on probation or parole.
We're talking about Adamo Freeman, and we actually had 4409 on before the break in the last hour. I wanted to make sure he had a chance to get all of his thoughts out because we kind of had a short amount of time. So you're back from Arizona, 4409. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what's up? Hey, well, one of the things that you really have to pay attention to and you learn over time is one of them is the jury instructions, and the judge can – every little word in those jury instructions means something and can really screw you. You have to study that and object to it, you know, with craziness. You know, don't allow them to, because how it's worded is the way the jury comes up with their little thing.
Yeah.
Because what was the thing he was charged with?
Wiretapping. Yep.
Did you wiretap or not? Now you have to go through the elements of the crime. Did he willfully do it? Was it intentionally? And you have to go through the elements of the crime.
I was trying to do it.
Constantly given testimony, which was crazy, and his opinion to the crime. He was. But that's what was the most egregious thing I've seen was the judge allowing this prosecutor to give testimony and opinion constantly.
I totally agree with you and what you were saying on the principle. I was just saying that my tactic was just a little different. I was saying that I admitted that I didn't tell them. Like,
I know you went in there.
Yeah, I was going to say
totally on the jury nullification, and that's a gamble, man.
Like, that this law does not apply to these people. When Michael was saying, "I want to break the law," and you know those were total, you know, over exaggerations,
right.
Fabrications.
Right, totally.
You know? And the jury instructions, I think, well, the part of the jury instructions that hurt me was the fact that it was 19 pages of jury instructions.
That's
not any one phrase, sentence, or paragraph did it. It was the fact that,
if
you look at those jurors,
pages. I was just, wow.
Yeah, they were sleeping, like, nodding off, you know, they didn't care. Like, you could see it in their eyes, you know, like Mark said at one moment, you know, they wanted to go home, you know. Like,
yeah, this is what I think, the one big step towards finding innocent people not guilty in courtrooms is if a jury has to come back on the day of sentencing for anybody that they find guilty. If somebody's worth finding guilty in a court in the United States, then the jury who found them guilty should come to that courtroom and watch them be sentenced. That seems like a fair thing for a just trial to me, because so many juries that I've watched have just found people guilty because they want to go home and they don't want to argue with each other.
Hey, that's
something else I should have
pushed. You're totally right.
Hey, 449, thanks for the call and the thoughts, and thanks for all the great videos online,
too,
by the way. Hope to see you back up here in New Hampshire one of these days, sooner rather than later, and thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. Antonio is on the line in Texas, Austin, actually, keep it weird. Hey, Antonio, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks a lot. Hey, Damo, congratulations on getting out. It's a shame that you ever went in.
Is this Antonio Bueller, by the way, the founder of the Peaceful Streets Project?
It is Antonio Bueller.
Oh, great. It's great to have you on the show. We've been following what y'all have been doing down there, and I think it's great work.
Yeah, I think it's great. Glenn Horowitz put out a piece today which talked about what we're doing, what you guys are doing up there, what Carlos Miller is doing in Miami, and I think it's really great that we have so many prongs that we're going after the police state with. And I'm glad to call you guys allies. I'm glad to see a supporter.
So what was the name of the author that put out that piece? Glenn Horowitz?
Glenn Horowitz, yeah. He posted it. It's on my Facebook page. So if you guys want to go check it out, it's a really good piece.
Thank you for the heads up on that. So tell briefly, I mean, I know you're calling to talk to Adamo, but pitch real quick what the Free Streets Project is for people that haven't heard.
Yeah, the Peaceful Streets Project. You know, I was arrested on New Year's Day observing two cops abusing a woman. I decided to take pictures and ask questions, and that cop ended up turning on me, attacking me, and charged me with a felony.
We've heard it over and over again.
Yeah, and it's just ridiculous. But fortunately, someone was across the street videotaping, a bunch of witnesses stepped forward.
Nice.
And so I think I'm going to beat this. I have a lot more going for me than most people do when they are guilty of contempt of cops. Unfortunately, for the rest of the stuff.
What did they charge you with? Was it disorderly conduct?
No, they charged me with felony harassment of a public official.
A
third degree felony. Yeah.
So you'll be taking that to a jury then.
Well, if they ever take it to the grand jury and get an indictment, they've been stonewalling us.
Oh, they haven't even indicted you on it.
No, they refused to take it to the grand jury. They told us they were going to take it to the grand jury in early March.
Huh. They've arrested you for, let me just make sure I'm clear on this. They arrested you for something, some nonsense charge, and then it's not moved through the system? They haven't actually gotten an indictment?
That's correct. They haven't even taken it to the grand jury.
That's interesting. This
sounds
like January?
They sent us all for a dismissal and then a possible wrongful arrest lawsuit.
But they've actually arrested you multiple times because, as we've seen, when they, you know, when you get involved in activism, you stick your head up above the waves, especially in a, you know, somewhat disobedient or non-cooperative manner, as is the case when you're recording the police and they don't like it. You know, it should be your right, of course, as the free press. But you know, if they don't like it, they're going to figure out something to do about it. And they've targeted you, haven't they?
That's right. They've arrested me twice since for filming cops. Each time they called it interference with public duties. They arrested someone who was filming them when I got arrested. They charged her with interference. They arrested someone a week later for failure to ID, even though he wasn't under arrest or suspected of a crime. And then just this past week, they arrested another one of our members. They claimed that he was a criminal trespass because he put his foot down.
Hang on, Antonio. That music is blasting you out there. We'll put you on hold here. We'd like to bring you back. Continue the conversation. I know you called to talk to Adamo. Maybe you had a question for him or something. We'll get to that, too. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, bring up whatever you want. This is the live Saturday edition, 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Is it just me, or do you agree? It seems like everyone is suffering financially. Even the United States is having problems with its credit. It's just a mess out here, and we could all use all the help we can get. How about you? Are you having trouble financially like millions of others in this country? Having bad credit can affect you in so many ways, from employment opportunities to purchasing or refinancing a home. If you're thinking about restoring your credit, that's a good thing to do. And so be careful out there. Before you do anything, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated, 1-800-593-6408, and get your free guide to credit restoration. And then after reading it, if you would like to arrange a free credit consultation with our approved credit restoration company, just call us back and we'll be glad to arrange that for you. Call today, 1-800-593-6408, for your free guide to credit restoration. Gain knowledge, become aware, and help yourself and your family recover financially. Just call 1-800-593-6408. There's no catch. Since 2004, free to anyone that asks, for as long as they ask. 1-800-593-6408.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-453. You don't have to have a question for Adamo Freeman, who is with us here tonight through the entire show. He's from copblock.org. 855-450-3733. Hey, join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features that are waiting for you there. The archives are one of them. And when I say feature, it's huge. I mean, this is a lot of content. Archives going all the way back to late 2006. All you have to do is go to freetalklive.com. The last 7 days worth of the show are there at the top. You click, download, get whatever show you want. And then if you want to go back for more than 7 days, you can go back into a year's worth of it at our SoundCloud page. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to the page. Or if you're already on our website, if you're already over at freetalklive.com, just look on the left-hand side under Listen and Share. You'll find the SoundCloud link there. By the way, speaking of archives, we owe people an apology. Mentioned that Ron Paul was going to be on the show. And what ended up happening was... We're going to record the show with Ron Paul yesterday, recording an interview with him because, you know, he's Ron Paul, he's busy. You know, when Ron Paul is available, you do the interview when Ron Paul's available. It's one of those things. So, Mark, you recorded the interview with him at noon yesterday, and I had hoped to attend that, but the whole TSA debacle situation happened, and I was unable to attend due to being missing a plane because of TSA shakedown. And so you did the interview with Ron Paul, and unfortunately, you screwed up.
I had no sleep, right?
You were saving the archive. You saved it in low quality mode, and you basically saved it as a dial-up size kind of archive. And so it sounds, it just doesn't sound good enough. I'm an audiophile, and I'm not going to provide my radio stations with something that sounds like that to listen to. But we still have the interview, so the interview will be put up on the SoundCloud page.
Yes,
it. You know,
if you want to hear Free Talk Live's interview with Ron Paul, you can do that.
The content will be listenable. It's just not going to be something that, you know, is going to be the most awe-inspiring audio quality.
It'll be up
in the world.
What? When do you expect to have it done?
We'll get it done when we get it done. We'll let you know if you're tuned into our Facebook and Twitter page. That is when you'll find out first. Also, the news updates, you can go to news.freetalklive.com and follow us in any of those places. So you will have access to it. I'm just not going to play it on the radio. It just doesn't sound good enough for broadcast. Let's go to back to the phones here. Antonio is with us listening in Austin, Texas, and you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you were actually originally calling to talk to Adamo, so go for it.
Yeah, thanks. Well, first off, Adamo, thanks for really standing up and putting your freedom at risk for the rest of us. I think it's great. And, you know, you've really taken on a lot more than most people would. And, you know, it was very courageous. So I just wanted to say that to you, you know, in person.
I appreciate that.
And then the second thing is Clyde was pretty upset after the trial, and he made it very clear that he was very disappointed with the way a lot of your supporters were acting in the courtroom. And, you know, it's hard not to laugh at some of the absurd things that the prosecutor said or that the various witnesses said or to just show disgust, you know, and let out gas and stuff like that during the process. But I'd really like to get your take on it, because it's a huge step for someone to say, okay, I'm willing to take on a heavier burden and really lose my liberty and my freedom by taking it and exercising my rights and trying to force, you know, a jury to come to a decision as opposed to just accepting the punishment that a judge is willing to give you. And I was just wondering what your perspective of that was. And, you know, because there's going to be other people who are going to go take their charges to jury trials, if you could give us advice on how you would like to see people who come to support, you know, how you would like them to act in those situations.
Well, yeah, I mean, me personally, and which is all I can speak of, is how I feel about it, is I don't mind. I don't think it affected the outcome of any way. In fact, I think it's the benefit I see to people giggling or talking to, you know, bailiffs or prosecutors or even the judge in whatever setting or manner they wish will help some folks, you know, smash the, you know, like paradigm where like an officer is like almighty or he says jump, you say I hide. Like to speak to them as if they're just any other people, I think is beneficial. Now, I could also understand how if somebody is wanting to go a more legal route and play the what I call black magic, mm-hmm. you know, routine, that they may want
you're
to
sucking
just,
up.
Right. They may want to discourage their friends from doing some of that thing. So for me personally, to answer your question, I don't mind. I don't want to tell anybody to do anything, and I don't think it would affect it. Anyways, I mean, if the judge would have said, well, I was going to give Damo 90 days in jail, but that guy opened his mouth in the back room, so 10 and a half years, like, great, let's get that on tape and show just how, you know, arbitrary or unjust the system is. So be it. But so I don't mind, but I can understand how some people might want to try to cut some of that down. Like, there was a point where the judge at the beginning said, or maybe it was one of the jury selection, I can't remember, but he said, you know, I'm not going to make the people stand for you. And I was like, well, you can't make us anyways. And he's like basically saying he doesn't mind. But he did say, just so you know, I did have them take down the posters. People almost had posters or something before I came in. And he kept asking me about this stuff. And he'd ask me on sidebars. Like one time the prosecutor said that people in the front row were saying, whispering things to him. And that it was distracting him. And he's like, well, Mr. Miller, you know, to me, what do you want me to do about it? I'm like, I can't tell you what to do. You do whatever you feel you have to do. I'm like, yeah. I don't see how people expressing their views is a problem. Like, you know, don't make me be the guy. You know?
I get the concern, too. I mean, having been in court and been through a similar situation as a demo, that I actually was, in my trial, laughing at the video that was playing because I was arrested for standing in front of a police car up here in Keene. And Rich Paul was one of the other arrests. There was four of us who were arrested for doing that same thing, and Rich was just so drunk in the video, just yelling and just being just so hilariously ridiculous.
Yeah, I
couldn't keep a smile off of my face, and I felt like, you know, the jury might not have liked that very much. But what can you really do? I mean, ultimately, you can't control who comes to your trial, so there could be some. They could send an agent provocateur in there to really be a total, jerk.
But in a case, I don't know, Antonio, if you've seen the Massachusetts version of our wiretapping thing. I think those applauds. Those stickers and comments actually help sway the jury, if not the one individual who was more outspoken.
I agree.
So it can go either way, and I'm willing to deal with, you know, with whatever happens. So
good question. Any other thoughts you want to share?
No, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, and I'm just really happy that you're out, and hopefully they don't take you in for anything else, especially considering that they have this thing hovering over your head.
Yeah, I hope for it too, and I'm glad to hear all the things you did. The Peaceful Streets project I heard was real successful.
Yeah.
Some guys sent me, Pete and them sent me some stuff while in jail. So
I know that Manchester is kicking off a Peaceful Streets project, Manchester,
awesome.
From what I understand.
That's
so
amazing.
That's pretty cool. Now, Antonio, have you ever visited New Hampshire?
I've been to that huge, beautiful lake that starts with a W a couple summers ago.
Winnipesaukee.
So you have not yet come up, say, for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, for instance.
I was actually going to come this year, but then my arrest and the focus on the summit sort of took over my life.
Court will definitely get in the way of doing enjoyable things with your life, that's for sure. Hopefully that'll all clear out by next year, and we'll look forward to seeing you up here.
Yeah, my goal was to make it the past 2 years in a row, and each time something came up. But I definitely plan on being up there.
Awesome. Look forward to it, and thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts.
All right.
855-453. Antonio Buehler, founder of the Peaceful Streets Project.
Yeah, does great stuff down there in Austin.
Absolutely. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still, plenty of time for you and your thoughts. And on the way, there was another aspect of this whole situation, of what you went through, kind of a larger discussion I wanted to have. Hopefully we'll have time to do that, too. But your calls come first. This is Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free, 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there free. You may enjoy them, including the webcam. Go and watch, listen, and chat, because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam, cam.freetalklive.com. It's all totally free.
Jason Osborne from SACL CAI wants to welcome Adamo back.
Nice.
If you've got any accounts receivable needs for your business, SACL CAI is the one to handle it for you. You can go find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. Go to Kimberly, listening in Washington, in the Yakima area, to KUSA. Hey, Kimberly.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. And I must say I'm a first-time listener, and you've got a very interesting program. So,
thank you,
guys.
Thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so I admit to a certain amount of ignorance, and listening to your comments, I don't know what chalking means.
Oh.
I mean, I understand, wiretapping. So, pardon me for being ignorant, but I was wondering if you could explain that to me. Hopefully there's other people out there as well who would like to know.
Drawing on the sidewalk with chalk.
Yes, we use children's chalk. Yes, on the...
Well, someone did chalk on the building, but it's still chalk.
Yeah.
I thought it was some kind of a major code word for something, so it really did have to do with just simply chalk.
No, Adamo really was sentenced to a year in jail with all but 10 months suspended for chalking. Yeah. That's actually what happened.
Yep.
That is unbelievable.
But don't... Well, it doesn't end there, though, because it's not just a demo. There are other people around the country who have been targeted for chalking as well, including the mother of a little girl who chalked on some rocks at a beach somewhere. I think it was on the east coast of the United States. I forget which state it was, but she got in trouble for that. Yeah. So it's not just a demo.
So what are you writing? Like death threats to high-ups?
Not at all. I had written on the building, I had only written badges don't grant extra rights, the pretty much tagline of coplock.org. And then right next to the front door entrance, this is while I was, just before I was arrested, and I was writing, everything is okay, which is the love police kind of tagline from, you know, Charlie Veach over Florida Seas.
That's just unbelievable. I just can hardly imagine that happening. I mean, I know it does, but my gosh. Well, keep up the good work.
Thanks, Kimberly. Here's what I'd recommend you do. You can go to copblock.org/freeademo. That's A-D-E-M-O. Copblock.org/freeademo. If you want to get the whole story, I mean, obviously this whole show has basically been about your story, and I like digging in and getting all the details about everything from court to jail and really give people a picture of what this is like to be the targeted activist, the person who's doing nothing more than speaking out and using free speech and free press, these things that we're supposed to have, these supposed rights, and having them just trampled on and watching the so-called justice system act in the most ridiculous of manners. I think it's an absolutely fascinating case study, but there's no shortage. I mean, what's happened to you isn't unusual. They did the same nonsense to me, and they're doing the same nonsense to all manner of activists like Antonio Bueller, who just called from Austin.
And they're going to do it to a number of other people until, and this is one of the theories I developed while in jail, like, when I go to jail, I shouldn't, like I was saying, how I felt alone, you know, being there, but, you know, like with all these people who are oppressed or harmed by government, but yet not wanting to, like, you know, I should go to jail and be like networking with other actors, like, oh, you're doing this over there, you're doing that over there. So, yeah, until, you know, people, there's more of us, you know, numbers, we always talk about it here, the numbers game, until there's more of us, they're going to keep doing this to individual one of us, and they could really, you know, put the boots down on us. And, like, until there's a time where there's 10, 15, 20 of us in a jail cell, like, like I told the judge, you're going to have to make a decision between my bed, the one I'll be occupying, is that for a person of violence or whatever arguable reasons you can say for jail being built, or me for chalk and phone calls, you know? So the decision, he wasn't pressed to make that decision this time. There's plenty of beds. But if there was 300 chalkers and 300 phone call people.
Even 12 chalkers would have been a lot. And thank you, Kimberly, for the call and the thoughts tonight. And of course, the demo, I completely agree. This movement can't grow fast enough. That's my only, you know, issue is impatience. I know this is a long project. This is a lifetime gig. I just hope that people can be inspired by what you've done to find the resolve, and this kind of leads me to that larger conversation that I wanted to have, whether they move to New Hampshire or not, but to find the resolve to defeat their fear. I was talking with a mutual friend last night at your party, and he was explaining to me that he's afraid. That, you know, he considers himself an activist. He's new to New Hampshire as of the last year. He's been here for about a year. And he still has fear. About what they, the government people, might do, you know, to him if he's to stick his head up and be active in some way, shape, or form. And it's not necessarily to be civilly disobedient or even non-cooperative, which is a real quick way to get them to bite your head off, but to just go out and be an activist, period, is a scary thing for people, even if it's just to, you know, run for a political office or get out there and, you know, and speak out publicly about what you believe. It's scary because look at what the government's doing
to
people. Look at Bradley Manning. Look at Julian Assange. Look at all these horrible things that they do. Look at these young ladies and this guy over in the Northwest, which we're not going to have time to talk about tonight, but we will. I'm going to put that on hold. We'll talk about it maybe Monday night or something like that. But, you know, these activists standing up for their rights. Most people aren't willing to stand up because they're afraid of what's going to happen. But I think examples of your story where you faced down a potential 22 years in prison, took those charges to trial and stood firm on principle, that inspires people. And I hope that people will be inspired to, if not exactly emulate what you did, to emulate the general aura around you, and that is, like, you believe in something and you're willing to actually put yourself on the line for your ideals. There's something really special there.
I appreciate that. And, like, you know, people would write me about, like, inspiring them or being a hero, and, like, I appreciate the kind words and stuff like that, but really, like, my goal, and I think it's most of us, I can't speak for everybody, is to you know, educate. You know, I don't, you know, the documentary crew that was around when I got out, you know, were asking me, you know, why. And, you know, like, I don't really have, like, you know, other than I feel it's the right thing. So, like, you know, like, why aren't I afraid of these guys? Why don't I bow down to this authority? Well, it's because, like, I see us all as equals, and I know that I'm doing right. I feel it in my whole, every ounce of my body that I did what was right.
Where's
was
the
right,
victim?
Right. It was right to truck the police station and ask why those four cops didn't get treated like everyone else does when they aggress upon somebody else. It was right to expose the people at the school for assaulting another individual and then trying to cover up such evidence. So I didn't feel any fear. And so I hope people are educated enough to say, like, I should ask these questions. And when I am, you know, I didn't, like, sell anybody. You know, like, it was a different type of crime, I guess. You know, like, I was doing what was right. And so if anybody could do, you know, the first caller tonight, we were standing with signs in an area. Now they want us to go to a different area, but we're getting arrested. You're doing what's right. Stand in your whatever spot.
Absolutely.
Take the arrest, take the things, and really question, like, the status quo.
If more people were to do that, as you were saying before, the numbers would be the key. Yeah. Whenever we have numbers, whenever we, being the activists, outnumber they, being the aggressors, the police, and the other government bureaucrats, almost all the time when we have the numbers, they back down.
Right. Almost all the time. Hundreds of inmates I interacted with over the 92 days, I never met one that didn't take the plea deal. Not a one. Not a one.
The numbers are staggering. Staggering. People have no idea that fewer than 1% of cases go to trial. Fewer than 1% of arrests end up in trial.
Yep.
And as far as felony arrests go, felony trials go, more than 66%, about two-thirds, are found guilty. Now, you can imagine if somebody was willing, somebody was one of the 1% willing to take their case all the way to trial, that the chances of that person being not guilty seems pretty high, because surely cops aren't right 99% of the time.
I met a lot of people who could have used some sort of loophole or played the game, like, to wait. Like, they took the I knew a guy who was a really swell guy, manager of a restaurant, a higher end. And, you know, he had a bad time. You know, he had a bad moment in his life, caught a year charge. And, like, the first deal they gave him was, you know, 8 months of the whole year. It was a Class A. The max he can get is a year. He first plea deal.
Took it.
8 months. He didn't know any better. He just, that's how you do it. Another guy, my last cellmate, was a victim of restraining orders where people, instead of, you know, trying to resolve their disputes, accuse the cops, do this thing. And so they got him on, you know, well, he called up to see when he can pick up his kids. You're not supposed to have contact.
Year
six
two.
Months.
Oh,
well,
wow.
6 months. See you later.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So defeating fear is a real challenge, and it's a challenge for every one of us. And that's something I'd like to talk about more, but we're also going to take your calls, which are next. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything in the remaining moments of the Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, which are imminent.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill? Guaranteed to deliver real results. Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now. 1-800-923-9429. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now. 1-800-923-9429. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-923-9429. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-923-9429.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Moments remain here. Maybe enough time to sneak your call in at 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. If you don't get in tonight, no big deal. We do this 7 nights per week. Mark will be here tomorrow night, I believe, with Allie.
That's right.
As your co-host, as Stephanie Murphy, who is normally your co-host on Sunday nights, is actually out on the West Coast in California at Libertopia this weekend. So that'll be great. Of course, Free Talk Live all 7 nights per week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can join us on your local radio station whenever we're on there. Also, of course, online, XM. You can learn more of how to listen over at listen.freetalklive.com. And one of the other things you can do on our website is throw some bitcoins in the tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to do that. But in order to do so, you have to have bitcoins. And in order to have bitcoins, you have to have somewhere to put them.
And bitcoin.freetalklive.com is brought to you by bitinstant.com. And bitinstant.com is the best way to get the online currency, the digital currency called bitcoins. If you need to find out more about them, go to weusecoins.org. But if you need to get bitcoins, and you know, frankly, they've been increasing month over month in value. They're the most valuable currency in the world. If you need to get them, the best place to get them is bitinstant.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go there. You can find out deposit information at more than a million locations around the world, more than 30 countries. And if you're listening to me, the chances are very high it's in the country that you're listening in. Bitinstant.com.
All right, let's continue with your thoughts. Michelle Seven on the line, calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Adamo and Mark.
Hi, guys. Welcome back from California.
Yeah. What's on your mind tonight?
So my son, Faisal, who I talk about from time to time when I co-host with you guys, was just over at the Keene High homecoming and homecoming dance. And he had been asked and invited by a girl there. And it was it was a date, but they didn't have any tickets left to sell. So they found someone that wasn't using their ticket. And Faisal went in, I guess, I think, and I I'm not certain that he went in maybe under that person's name. I don't know for sure, but he did, in fact, use someone else's ticket that was not being used. And he was grabbed, and eight teachers and two police officers held him in the office and threatened to arrest him.
Whoa!
And said
it's a crime to try to get in a
Wait, for what?
For being at the dance and not being a student of Keene High.
Wow.
You're telling me that you can't be at the prom unless you're a student of the high school?
I guess so.
So anybody who has a boyfriend or girlfriend, I mean, look, I've been to four proms as a high school student, and I went to most of them as a date.
Wow.
Right. So he wasn't caught doing anything naughty or, and no vandalism, no inappropriate behavior, just the fact that he was there.
So they tossed him out?
I beg your pardon?
They just tossed him out? They didn't search him or arrest him for anything?
No, they held him in the office, and they called me.
They didn't know what they were getting into, huh?
No. So Rachel Sunumi or something?
The Keene police officer?
She's an assistant principal there. Oh, my God. There is a word for women like that. But anyway.
Woo!
So, yeah. So she got on the phone, and I mentioned this because a demo I hope will go and educate Faisal on how to handle this the next time. He's Faisal really looks up to Ademo, and he's known him since he was little, and Ademo has, kicked his patootie in hockey in the garage. So, they have a relationship. But he really he did the wrong thing in terms of how to interact with police, even though he's had experience because he was nervous and he was scared. And he didn't so he gave them Faisal didn't have ID, so they thought that was suspicious, and they went ahead and called me and said that I had to come pick him up. I said, I'm not going into town to pick him up. Police officer gets on the phone, threatens, and says, I'm going to arrest him if you do not give me your date of birth and your address and your phone number and your full name.
Wow.
And so I said the F word,
mm-hmm.
which I know I can't say on the radio.
Right. Thank you for that.
We're pretty sure which one it is, though.
Yeah. I know. I said, and I got upset, and I didn't become irrational, but I definitely raised my voice and said, is my son being charged with anything? No, release him. They're like, well, no. And the cop, Sergeant Short, said, it's cold, it's 40 degrees, and I don't think he has a jacket, and he's in my custody. I'm responsible for him to be warm.
I'm surprised.
So now he's worried about his warmth, but wasn't, worried about his, well-being that night. He could have been fine in the dance, just chilling with other people his age.
Going to put him in a cell where there's no blanket and he's going to be cold.
That's right.
Yeah, take all his personal belongings.
So what ended up happening?
I hung up on the cop.
So he's still down there?
No, they let him go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they couldn't hold him. I said, you have no right to detain my son. He's not under arrest. And no, I'm not going to come pick him up. He got himself there. He can get himself out of there. And he said, well, he didn't have a jacket. And I'm like, well, then he might be cold. Next time he'll take a jacket.
So once again, we're back on that fear topic of, when the cops are intimidating people, they're more likely to, to break, to tell them things that they otherwise shouldn't tell them. And the cops are trained to be intimidating.
Well, it was nice, too, that you can see how genuine he was. He's like, well, wait, he doesn't have a jacket, and I'm kind of concerned about that. Well, I'm not coming to get him. All right, well, I'm just going to let him go then. He didn't even back up with his his threat that wasn't as obvious of a threat as he normally has, So he's like, all right, maybe I'm not so concerned.
Michelle, thanks for telling your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. Let's go to, we've got Scott listening in Ithaca, New York, to WNYY. Scott, you're on with Ian Ademo and Mark on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I just wanted to know, being a friend here, being sympathetic, so don't. Please don't attack me because I know it's a little facetious in some ways, the kind of thing that I'm trying to do. I'm actually now a write-in U.S. Senate candidate, and the media doesn't cover, candidates. And there's a part of me that's kind of libertarian, and I wanted to explain two things really quickly because I have looked into this in the past. Every state has a different, basically law that says two people, one knowing, either can or can't legally record a telephone conversation. So it's state by state. Every state, there are certain states that allow it and certain
states
don't allow it.
Most states do allow a party most to a conversation to record. Several do not. New Hampshire is one of those states that does not allow
it. They're called one-party consent states or two-party consent states.
From my perspective, because I'm kind of frustrated in general from a lot of things, this whole process anyway. But you have people out there that are candidates. The person that, like, I would be running against if it was, like, a legitimate race, they're not even in on this kind of a conversation. They don't even participate. And I disagree with you a little bit in some ways because I do believe in federalizing certain things. And this is one subject I'm going to tell you because I have experience in it, that I do think it needs to be federalized. I do think that if you want to set up a video camera, put your phone on speakerphone, call somebody up, whether they're a government official, whether you're calling somebody because somebody's ripping you off and you want to have it recorded legally so that you want to play it some other time, and you know that you're recording it, you should have the inalienable right to do that, and there should be, I would write the federal law to make that happen. And
thank you for that, Scott. I can appreciate where you're coming from.
I'm sorry, but I am the good guy.
Scott, thanks. I appreciate where you're coming from, and thanks for the call tonight.
The problem with federalizing is, and I don't, I get it. I would like people all across the world. I don't just want to federalize it. I want to worldalize it. That people, anybody who's a party of a conversation can record that conversation. And I get it, but if the federal government gets involved, what if they just go with the one-party or the two-party consent
law? Well, there already is a federal law that is a one-party consent law. Like, the federal standard on wiretapping is that it's a one-party. So as long as one party knows that the call's being recorded, it's okay. So technically, that's already been done, but I get what he's saying. He wants to force that on all the different states, and I get it. You know, people see the federal government as a way to control out-of-control states, and I was having a conversation with somebody on the airplane ride, actually, about this issue, about, you know, the issue of, well, you know, didn't the federal government help out during the time of the Jim Crow laws to go in and make it so all these, you know, young people could be integrated in the school system? And I pointed out that, well, that doesn't take the full story into account, and that is that the centralization of government was the failure in the first place to create this government school system, which ultimately was not to everyone's liking. And so had we not had government schools in the first place, then maybe the KKK could have had their own school and sent all their hate-mongering kids to that school, and then I wouldn't have had to have my kids in the same school as those kids. So I get it that, you know, it's tempting to use force to foist your way upon people, and I get the position where he's coming from. I'm not willing to centralize more power in the hopes that good things will be done with it.
Yeah, because, I mean, even if it's the logical, or, the caller was saying, like, I'm one of the good guys, you know, I'll execute this law properly. Well, what about the next guy? You know, so it's the other issue.
Let's go quickly to Fred. He's in Michigan, listening in Flint to Super Talk. Hey, Fred, go ahead quickly. You've got about 20 seconds.
Well, I want to thank Michelle. She embodies and emulates the spirit of 1776. And I also wanted to ask you guys if you've never interviewed a guy by the name of Vieira about constitutional homeland security.
Here's what I'd suggest for you, Fred. Give us a call any other night. Start out at the beginning of the show. That way we have more time to talk to you because we are out of it for tonight. But, of course, you can also visit Ademo online. Thanks for the call tonight at copblock.org. And he's going to be back on Friday nights starting next week, so you'll get more of him. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Young longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.